If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Got this from a listener, Scott. Yeah. And I want your opinion.
Okay.
Jeffrey tweeted us and asked, which series is scarier, Thunderwolves or Hurricane Panthers?
That's a great question.
Isn't it?
It's like Sharknado.
Yep.
Right?
What would scare you more, a Thunderwolf or a Hurricane Panther? Dude.
That's a great question.
I thought you'd appreciate the question.
I will give you my answer. It's Thunderwolf. And the reason why is because wolves are a pack animal.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's one, there's many. Panthers are kind of roaming their own world out there in the jungle.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to go with Thunderwolves.
Thunderwolves are scarier than Hurricane Panthers?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have an answer.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was logic applied.
I mean, a panther... I don't want to come across any panthers.
No.
Nor do I want to
no.
come across any wolves. Thunderwolves, yeah, they're both scary as hell. So.
Can't you just take like a squirt gun and squirt the panther because cats don't like water?
I don't know. I'm gonna guess that that's not a real thing. That a panther's going to run away from you because you hit him with a squirt gun? I'm not optimistic.
Water cannon?
Like a fire hose. Like get one of those. You could actually be effective, but all right, so the definitive answer is Thunderwolves are scarier than Hurricane Panthers.
I think so.
Okay.
Although here's, if I were to argue the other side, mm-hmm. the Hurricane Panther would be formidable because you don't know when it's going to strike because it's coming from out of the air. It's like all of a sudden, whammo, here it is. Like Thunderwolf, you can hear it coming.
Yeah.
But you just don't know how many you're
going to Hurricane Panthers, unpredictable.
Yeah.
There you go. So perhaps there's the answer to your question, Jeffrey. Thank you for asking. All right. So this Tiger game last night. I mean, we can talk about the game, and we will talk about the game. There wasn't a whole lot to celebrate in that game. I've not been watching a whole ton of the Tigers live pregame show. And last night was another night where I missed it. We had a meeting, got done with the meeting, got home, flipped the game on. It was like the second inning. And then I was away from the TV, rain delay. I got away from the TV. When I came back, Todd Jones was sitting on the desk
mm-hmm.
with a woman and a dude that I did not recognize. And they were reminiscing about the World Series that Todd Jones, when he was with the Tigers. Yeah. And it became clear that the dude played for the Cardinals and it felt like Todd Jones was moonlighting with the St. Louis broadcast. And the dude was Brad Thompson, a former pitcher, and we believe the woman was Alexa Datt.
Yes, that's who it was.
And so is this what they're doing now?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be critical of another media and,
yeah,
and how they're handling things. We know that what FanDuel is up against is it's tough because they've made all these cost-cutting measures. And if this is what they're going to do, and maybe it was just a one-off. We have no idea until we watch the rest of the series and see the next road series and what that's like. But if this is what they're going to do with combining Cruz for every game. Like maybe we'll see the next series against Cleveland, and you know there's one of the Guardian announcers or you know color analysts, if you will, is sitting on the desk for pre and post game. If that's the case, I don't know. I don't know how they're gonna how this is going to go, or maybe it's just you know for traveling purposes beyond just a drive because it's easy enough to drive to Cleveland if you're one of the FanDuel people, but. Well, I don't know. I didn't see
any of the Toronto pregame coverage as well, but they've made these changes and I know they got some attention, some beloved figures, Trevor Thompson, Mickey York, John Keating retired, Johnny Cain's role. I don't even know if Johnny Cain, is he still with the network? Is he not?
Yeah, he is.
He is, yeah. But his role with the Tigers, he was originally taken off the Tiger broadcast. Now I've seen him on the Tiger. I don't know what's going on, but so now, in Toronto, like, I mean, because that'd be a window into getting more Buck Martinez, because he's on their TV broadcast.
Potentially.
And we love Buck Martinez, who is a native of California, but has the strangest accent. I don't know what it is. It's part South.
It's a little wild what he does. He talks about Casey Mize and what a great pitcher he has been. And, you know, I remember when you talk about guys that go 1-1.
Yeah,
he is, you know, apex predator, much like the when you talk about like a thunder wolf. Or
so the thing about him when he said
Panther.
we caught some play by play of him doing a Tigers spring training game, and Buck Martinez turned the last name Mize into a multi syllable name.
Mize.
Yeah, he really
just went on forever.
Yeah, so I don't know if they've been doing this. If they did it this weekend, I mean, it can be an interesting perspective, but I know what our business and our industry is going through. There's a lot of cutbacks and.
Yeah. And I mean, the other thing was that they had a rain delay. So was it more pronounced because of the rain delay?
Might have been. I didn't notice. So I wasn't watching the pregame. Somebody said they were on the pregame too. Datt and Thompson.
Yeah. I clicked on the pregame for a minute, but I think they were. Yeah. If somebody said they were. So yeah. I don't want to.
Yep.
Disparage that. I didn't much like it, didn't much care for it. And I watched like the post game was weird.
Was it?
It was a different announcer for St. Louis. It wasn't one of the three people who were on the panel. It was like they're at maybe one.
Let me just stop you. Good for you, because I cashed out at 10-0.
All right. Well, I came back and I was actually watching something else. And then the Tigers had a couple runs. I'm like, all right, I'll watch that. I'll finish up here. And I missed watching Nito pitch, which sucked because that's really what I want to see. Guy throwing 50 miles an hour and getting him out. Like, that's literally his job.
He got 5 outs on 9 pitches.
Amazing. But at the end of the game, after the game, they did an interview with Brendan Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
And Donovan had a nice game, 3 hits, was 3 for 5. But it was just a kind of a strange interview. Because they're doing it in the rain, and they have umbrellas over them, and Donovan says to the guy he was interviewing, hey, I just think you're doing a really good job out there. I really appreciate it. All of us think you're doing a great. And I'm like, this is either he's being like really sincere and he's the most awesome guy ever, or there's something going on between these guys. He's just giving them the business. I don't know what it was, but it came off as awkward and weird to me. Maybe I'm alone, but people stayed up to watch some of that post-game repartee. Let me know what you thought, because I thought that was weird and awkward.
And I mean, if they made an announcement, I wasn't privy to
totally
it.
Totally missed it. Yep. Yeah, if they said, yeah, hey, you know.
We tried to look something up online today. We had 3-4 people trying to figure it out, but don't know if they haven't gone public with anything. Google did not produce a requisite answer, no. And I mean, at one point.
What about Bing? Did Bing do anything? Oh, Bing is
useless. At one point, it was. It was the Brad Thompson guy. They were talking about his World Series ring, and I'm like, I don't want to hear about your World Series ring.
No,
I don't want to hear that.
No, and that dude definitely made the transition to a radio announcer guy in a heartbeat, even though he's a TV guy. But I mean, the way he was talking was like, you know, he's broadcaster guy now.
He kept looking at the camera like he was trying. He was like giving Jonesy the cue to wrap it up. Like I was like, what is it? He's like,
I can understand that.
Yeah, it was, and I'm thinking, well, is Jonesy supposed to wrap it up? We're in a rain delay here. I don't know how, but this is story time.
All right. Let's compare rings.
Yeah.
Which is what they literally did.
Okay. Anyway, there is non-Tiger game news that is not, it's less than stellar. We will get to that because another guy's hurt, which I didn't see that coming, but here we go. We will get to that coming up in 10 minutes. Also, I want to know what's up with another Tiger. Like, where has he been? And we got football to get to with rule changes possibly today. Tom Gore's with a statement, which led to a debate in the office. And I was romanticizing the office today about a job, like a different job than this.
Oh,
Kang, I think I'd love it. Kang says it's the worst job ever for me.
Oh.
Yep. All that coming up today here on 97 on a Ticket.
This is something you don't normally say, like you enjoy the car buying experience, right? Because it can be a hassle. You're trying to haggle for and negotiate for the right price, and you just don't really know what's going on. It can be a big pain. Well, that's not the case at Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. The folks actually make it easy and they make it fun. And right now, they've got two incredible lease specials that are hard to beat. How about this? You drive home in a 2025 Equinox EV for only $249 a month. That's for 24 months and only $1,499 down. Or if you want a truck that works as hard as you do, the 2025 Silverado 2FL is also just $249 a month for 24 months, and it's got that same low down payment, and that includes taxes and fees. Everything's right there in front of you. Plus, Sarah Chevrolet Southfield has over 500 vehicles in stock, so you're not just stuck with the few options. And they're also open on Saturdays for sales and service, and there's no appointment needed. Heads up, the Memorial Day sale, it lasts all month long. So now is the perfect time to make your move. You'll see what I mean when you stop by Sarah Chevrolet Southfield. That treat you right. Sarah Chevrolet Southfield, together, let's drive.
All right, go ahead and make your observation on last night's game. During the commercial break, we really hit the hard-hitting stuff.
Yeah. So I don't know if anybody saw the early part of the game where Lars Nootbaar, the left fielder for St. Louis, made this great catch against the wall as the ball was being sliced foul. There's no foul territory there. And at first I thought, did he trap it against the grate, which is where the fans railing is?
Yep.
Or did he catch it? And he caught it. It was a great catch. And then I realized the spelling of his last name, Nootbaar, it's N-O-O-T-B-A-A-R, Nootbaar. And I thought to myself, how many people have four vowels in their last name and only two syllables? Nootbaar.
You know, if we still had an intern, the internship program that was scrapped like a decade ago.
Yeah. Get on it.
Get on it.
The research crew.
Yep. But I asked the intern, hey, can you look up how many names in professional sports have four vowels in their last name but only two syllables?
I mean, Riley Green, his last name is monosyllabic, and he's got three E's in it.
Yeah. In the last name.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Just, again, jobs for interns.
Just something that comes up there.
Yeah, that's what pops into his head.
Maybe it's because I play Wordle every day.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spelling bee. Connections.
Nootbaar, are you going to eat that?
It sounds like something Doug would eat, right?
100%. Yeah. Uh-huh. Extra grain.
Yeah. It would be, for Doug, would be spelled N-U-T-B-A-A-R, but it would be the umlauts over the U to give the...
Yeah.
You know what is? You know what's a real name? There are people out there named Kale.
Yes.
A Kale Nootbaar would be something I would eat.
This is Bendy.
It's all of Doug's nutritious treats are.
All right. So, look, they lose a game. It was an ugly rain-interrupted affair. Reese Olsen going on the 15-day injured list was not something that I'm stoked about. Ring finger issue. Said he felt like a cramp. We just went through this with the Lions. It's starting to pile up here, man.
It is, but these aren't, knocking on wood, these aren't serious injuries. You know, I mean, like I said, Casey Mize was supposed to pitch yesterday. I didn't hear any reports on what that was like.
He threw a five-inning simulated game at Comerica. He faced, I think, Parker Meadows, Matt Vierling, a couple others. He
maybe
faced
Jake Rogers.
Yeah, it might have been Jake Rogers. He faced, you know, the guys who are also rehabbing.
So that's good news because they said that wasn't going to be serious, and it's not.
Yep.
And I believe when they say that Reese Olson isn't serious either, that they expect him back pretty quickly. The reasoning A.J. Hinch gave was that we don't have a day off until the 29th. So why not throw the guy on the IL, because we don't have those days off. We could use the pitcher and just get him ready to go and he'll be fine. So if they had a couple of days off between now and then, maybe they wouldn't have. They could have spaced it out. And this is what they've done now because of that. Now they've moved to Flaherty start, which would have been tomorrow, I believe. And now Jack Flaherty will play. He'll play one of the games in Cleveland instead of starting against St. Louis, which means that you're likely to have another bullpen game tomorrow for the Tigers, finishing the series against St. Louis, which the bullpen games, the pitching chaos has not worked out so well so far this year.
No, and you don't want to overtax the bullpen going into this four-game series against Cleveland.
No, which is why it was great that Montero threw 98 pitches yesterday, even though he got hit. He did not get hit hard, or eight hits, but my God, those were, you know, just dribbling all over the place, and they just found their way. But he was able to do that, and then Tomas Nito, the backup catcher, comes in and throws five outs worth, which was fantastic because they saved the bullpen.
Yep.
I mean, Gunther started the game and went only threw eight pitches before he was yanked. Brebbia, who, you know, isn't...
That was not good.
He's not a huge part of this bullpen, and he was not good yesterday. So, okay, he's not available for a couple of days. That's fine. They bring up Chase Lee. We'll see how this goes, but the bullpen was saved a little bit yesterday by a couple of guys that pitched well.
All right,
long anyway.
So Mize, in the five innings he worked yesterday at Comerica Park, faced Vierling, Parker Meadows, Wensiel Perez, and Jake Rogers. Also, Sawyer Gibson Long, who I don't believe is a real person. I feel like he's just always hurt and we never really see him. He apparently pitched yesterday. And then the one guy I'm wondering about is like Alex Cobb. There was that weird thing last week where Alex Cobb threw the simulator. They wanted him to throw a couple innings at Comerica and they tried to clear the press box. They told the media, we don't want you to watch. And they were like, no. I think it was Evan Petzl tweeted out, we were told to leave and we didn't. But the TV crew wasn't allowed to film it.
Yeah, I don't know. As I haven't seen anything about Cobb since. Or I don't even remember reading that, but I trust you. And he has yet to make an appearance in the minors. Sawyer Gibson Long has. He's made a couple of appearances, two or three already, in a rehab assignment. But, I mean, that's good news. The fact that these guys were hitting against Casey Mize, then that's all good news. And a couple of those guys are already at AAA, and Rogers and Vierling, and imagine they're going to be back. One of them, at least one of them will be back for the Cleveland series. Probably Vierling. And Meadows getting at bats is great news.
Yep.
And the fact that Casey Mize threw it to them and threw five simulated innings, that's also great.
Five simulated innings is actually kind of a lot of simulated innings.
Yeah, it's so, a lot of pitches. You
know, he could end up, the plan is for him to pitch on Sunday. All right, so look, they get bombed last night. Good for them for fighting until the end and putting up four runs late, but it was not a good overall game. This happens during the course of a season. But you ask a question, are we allowed to be mad at St. Louis? Do you not like St. Louis?
Here's the thing. You know me, I don't like being told things.
Right.
Told what to do or whatever. I don't like that every time we hear about St. Louis, and St. Louis Cardinals specifically, that we're told what great fans they are. What a great baseball town St. Louis is. And it may very well be.
You're just sick of hearing about it.
And I'm sure other people from outside of the state of Michigan are tired of hearing that Detroit is hockey town when, you know, the team hasn't been in the playoffs in 9 years or whatever. I'm sure people don't like hearing that either. But I'm venting on St. Louis, and it's our show, and damn it, I'm going to do what I want to. So I don't like hearing that. And then you factor in that, you know, before my time, but the 68 World Series, the Tigers beat St. Louis. And then you've got the World Series in 2006 where St. Louis beat Detroit, and that is clearly our time, that there is a bit of a postseason rivalry with these teams. I don't know, but I would guess that one or two of those World Series matchups they had well before in the 30s and 40s was probably against the St. Louis team, whether the Browns or whatever. I don't know. But currently, this is a team that I just find irritating because I think everybody gives them a pass, like, oh, great fans. Such great fans. What they really love their baseball there. It's just great.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that sounds like something you get irritated with real quick. I have weird memories of that stadium. Like tickets in the 300 level. You go to the 300 level and we're like, all right, we're in section 304. And so they've like portal numbers, like the tunnels where you walk around the concourse and you're like, all right, 304, let me find portal 4. I'm on the 300 level.
Okay.
Let me go find portal 4. And I get there and I walk out and they're like, oh no. No, you need to go to portal 61. That's where I know it's really, there's something weird about the way that they've numbered the, where I was like, this makes no sense at all. And so you end up walking around for half an inning looking for our damn seats. But
you know what's better than Busch Stadium?
What?
Busch Light Apple Stadium.
Bapple Stadium. 248-539-9797. All right. Tom Gores made a statement. It led to a bit of a debate or a discussion point in the office. That's the Pistons owner. He went out and he basically said, here's the floor next year. Very specific goal. We'll get to that today at 10:31 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, do you know your home's water score? Telltale signs like water spots, dingy laundry, and dry skin indicate your water score needs to get better. Prove your water score by calling CGC Water at 855-339-4242. This month, get a free Kinetico reverse osmosis system with the purchase of a Kinetico Premier softener. If you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com today. Prove your water score. Contact CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer, and tell them Doug Karsh sent you.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Gator finds himself slightly irritated with being told constantly what a great baseball town St. Louis is.
You know what I mean, though?
It gets regurgitated a lot.
A lot. Regurgitated is a great word for it.
Yeah, okay. The Cardinal love regurgitation irritates Gator. 248-539-9797. Ted's in Ann Arbor, and he's on 97.1. Hello, Ted.
Hi, good morning. I really agree with Gator. I grew up in Joliet, Illinois, just south of Chicago. Yeah. And Joliet was split between White Sox and Cubs. Mm-hmm. But then there was a small faction of folks who were for St. Louis. And they screwed up every family picnic that there was. I think St. Louis is fingernails on a blackboard for me. Can't stand it.
I've never even been there. I'm sure the town's just fine, but it's irritating, right?
Absolutely. You haven't been there, but you could go there and sweat to death.
So it's got that going
for
it.
Humidity, sure. That's one of those places where you learn about the cabbage or the lettuce trick to help deal with the humidity, where you put a piece of cabbage or lettuce on your head. This is what the old baseball players would say to help combat the cold somehow.
Did they really?
Or help combat the heat and humidity, yeah.
I've been there twice, and I've been to games twice, and the stadium's a little quirky, which is kind of, that's charm, I guess. But I didn't come away saying, these fans are next level. I'll give you an example, though, of being told something over and over and over again.
Yeah.
God, you know, that's... who was the quarterback from Florida? Dude who went to the Broncos. The guy everybody loved. We had his name on the air all the time.
Bernie Carso?
No, Tebow. Tim Tebow. Good guy.
Bob Pam's kid.
Hello. Tim Tebow. What a great kid.
Did I just
kid.
Say Bernie Carson?
I think you did. Were you meaning to say Bernie Kosar?
No, that's what I meant to say, but I screwed up.
Anyway, I couldn't remember Tim Tebow, and then you mentioned a Miami. Not our finest moment in broadcasting. No, anyway, so I couldn't hear enough about what a great person Tim Tebow was. And then I got flown down there in 2006, Michigan, Florida, Citrus Bowl, and Tim Tebow, you know, I got to get pregame sound. I'm putting together a pregame show, and it's the day before the game, and Tim Tebow's at the podium. And I'm sitting there, and by the time it was done, I'm like, what a great kid. I was like, yeah, he's a great kid. You know, he looked everybody in the eye and answered the question thoughtfully and thanked everybody for being there. And just, I was like, I buy the hype. What a great kid. I don't walk away from games at St. Louis, which I've been there a couple of times, and going, what a great fan base. What a great fan. Oh,
you guys.
What a fan base. I mean, I'm sure they're fine.
I've heard other areas where fans are great.
Yeah, what is it like about them? What is it about the St. Louis fan that's so great?
They're knowledgeable. Shut up, right? I mean, when you hear that...
Somebody from St. Louis, tell us why you're so great.
Here's a fan base I've always heard is great from everybody.
Yeah.
And I think you would corroborate. I've never been there. I don't know.
Hold on. Let me think. Fan base that everybody says is great. Nebraska fans.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, I used to hate Nebraska fans, and then I went out there a few times. And I do think they're so welcoming. When you walk past every tailgate, they're like, hey, welcome to Lincoln. Would you like a beer?
Wow.
To which it's like one of those few times in life where I'm like, no, thank you. I need to go back there as a fan someday. Just go to some random Nebraska game and get smashed off free beer. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Nebraska fans are great. What is it about St. Louis fans is so great? And why do we constantly hear about it? Maybe somebody can explain to us. Maybe they did something. Do they like charity fundraisers every game? Are they saving lives?
I don't think that's it.
No?
They're
all trained in CPR?
The thing I've heard associated was they're so knowledgeable.
Is that what it is?
Come on, man. Get the hell out of here with that. They're just so knowledgeable. Well, you know, because baseball's been in St. Louis forever.
It's been a lot of places forever. Yeah, sure.
What makes you so special?
I don't know.
Because you change your name from the Browns to the Cardinals?
Yeah, what distinguishes them over Twins fans?
I don't know. Hey, the logo's cool. I like the logo. The baseball bat, the two Cardinals on it. I think that's a cool logo.
They still use that logo?
Yeah. It's okay. On there, right? The cross across the front of their jersey.
They got the STL on the hat. You like cool. The interlocking cool. STL?
When I was a kid, I was like 10 or 11 years old. For my birthday, one of my buddy's moms made me a birthday cake. And it was a baseball card birthday cake with like a caricature, but it was me as a St. Louis Cardinal.
Really?
I'm like, what is that? I go, this is really nice. But she goes, well, you said you love the Cardinals. I'm like, I don't think I've ever said that in my life. But it was a kick-ass cake. But so, I guess I've always liked the logo, apparently.
I will say this about St. Louis. I liked them better when they had a light blue jersey. But there was a weird time in baseball where it felt like half the teams had a light blue jersey.
Yeah.
St. Louis did. Texas did.
Philadelphia.
Atlanta did. Philadelphia did.
The White Sox did.
The White Sox did. The Cubs did. Some of these teams have blue in their color.
Yeah.
But
Montreal.
Montreal did. Why did these teams in the 70s, did everybody say, hey, let's do a light blue jersey? Seattle had one.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, we've gotten to the point where we're almost, I think we're at close to a third of the league had a light blue version of their jerseys.
Looks better than gray.
Well, I'm going to guess it has something to do with the proliferation of games being on television, but I don't know. I don't know why. Oh, here you go. Google search. Because of the rise of color television and the desire for more appealing uniforms, gray was a very drab uniform color. They capitalized on the trend. The blue is seen as a cost-effective option. All right. Cost-effective jerseys. Larry and Grosseal, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Larry?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
St. Louis fans, and I'm an old guy. I'm 73 years old. I've been a baseball fan my whole life.
Okay.
I used to go to St. Louis frequently on business and went to a lot of games there, including playoff games with the Tigers. They were always super respectful, have some good stories to share about that. But the best story I have about St. Louis fans, a friend of mine from Boston, a very good friend, I forget what year Boston won the World Series, the first time in, I don't know, 50, 80 years or something. Anyway, I got tickets for him and I to go to the game in St. Louis. He had his Red Sox gear on. The Red Sox won the World Series that night. And for a fan base that just lost the World Series, I couldn't count the number of people that congratulated him, shook his hand on the way out. I mean, it was unreal. We went to a sports bar after.
They were just bitter fans. They were just bitter fans.
No, he's saying they were polite.
They were the best fans.
Oh, I thought he said they couldn't find anybody that congratulated.
You said he said everybody congratulated him. Isn't that what you said, Larry?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I thought I thought the opposite.
No.
I thought he said they couldn't find anybody that congratulated him. No, they all said good. Well, I mean, that's different.
That's classy.
Sure, it's classy, I mean, at that point, I mean, it's would they be classy like that if it were another team other than Boston who hadn't won it in forever?
I would hope so, but we don't have. I mean, we only got the one experiment. If the Tigers had beaten them in 06, we would have found out, I guess. Charles in West Bloomfield. Hi, Charles.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, yeah, I was born and raised in St. Louis, and I was a St. Louis Cardinal fan growing up, and I'm still a diehard St. Louis Cardinal fan.
Okay.
So I think the fascination with the Cardinals is we just had a god-awful St. Louis Cardinals football team, you know, who moved to Arizona. So all the attention was, we had the Blues, of course, but all the attention was for the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team. So it's just a huge baseball town. And the guy that called in from Illinois, yeah, we hate the Cubs. We cannot. That's like our biggest rivalry, kind of like, I guess, Detroit.
We're aware of what you guys got. Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying St. Louis has great fans because they lost the football team.
Twice.
Well, They weren't really. I mean, they were diehard, I guess, football fans. My grandparents,
no, they're
grandfather
not.
Had that.
They're not diehard football fans.
Okay, nobody's ever said St. Louis was a great football team.
Yeah, they lost the team twice. What do you want? I mean, come on.
I know. It sucks about St. Louis Rams, but hey, it is what it is. But the Cardinals, they're just you know, championship team. They've always been in the playoffs. I think they're second behind the Yankees. Getting the World Series championship. So.
Right, and everybody hates the Yankees, so now I can understand why people are starting to hate the Cardinals. See where it's going?
I knew we'd get there. I got to tell you, comparing yourself to the Yankees doesn't curry favor with other fan bases.
He's going to try to give me the history lesson on St. Louis and Chicago. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
All right.
Even though I root for the Cardinals.
Okay,
the Cubs.
So, but the thing is, when you lose, a team, is Cleveland a great baseball town? They lost the Browns. I guess they got them back, but I don't know.
No, they're not a great baseball town.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't, I'm sure they're a fine baseball town, but we don't hear about it all the time.
I think they're fine. I wouldn't say great. Yeah, I don't want to, look, Cleveland's had some really good baseball teams over the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And they've won championship to show for it, which was really good, but yeah.
All right, let's take one more on this. Kurt in Rochester Hills, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Kurt.
Yeah, I moved to St. Louis in 1968 from here, from Ann Arbor, and obviously that was the 68 World Series with both. I want to correct an earlier caller. Cardinals beat the Red Sox in the World Series the year before. Red Sox never beat them. But the St. Louis Cardinals are unique in the fact that there were no teams west of them for years and years and years. And so their fan base went into Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, you know, pretty much everywhere west of St. Louis. And then Camel X is a, what do they call the great stations that can broadcast so long?
All right,
so far,
yeah,
you know.
So they had a big fan base because they were the furthest west team for a while.
They lost to the Red Sox in 2004. They swept them, in fact. St. Louis sucked in that series.
And they beat them in 2013.
Well, it depends on what year you're talking about, right? But
there is a year. There's 2 years that Boston beat St. Louis.
Right, and the guy was talking about
one of those 2 years.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah, they did. They did for a while there. They were the most Western team, but I guess we asked for that. All right, sorry, we got sidetracked. Gators, you brought it up. You got a thing with St. Louis, and it's getting worse. This segment did not help, did it?
It really didn't. No. Oh, you great knowledgeable fans, you.
Are we gonna do Cardinals? Are we putting the Cardinals on the list?
No,
not yet.
Not yet.
All right, I want to get into Tom Gore's statement. The Pistons owner will do that today at 10:50 on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, is your garage door making some weird noises, or is it working slower than normal? Then you got some issues with it. You don't know who to call? Let me help you out. The people to call are Precision Garage Door Service. They're amazing. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR. They're going to come right out. They're going to diagnose your problem, and they're going to fix it on the spot because they have the technicians that are fully ready to take on the job. They got all their equipment with them, and they know what they're doing absolutely. In fact, if you need new garage doors, it's the same people to call. That's who I've called on a couple of occasions. I need repairs years ago. They came out and helped me out. When I need new garage doors, they came out and they helped me out. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can check them out and schedule an appointment at precisiondoormi.com. This way, you schedule it for a time that works for your schedule. They're going to work with you. That's how great they are. Again, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or go to precisiondoormi.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Somebody on Twitch isn't happy with us.
No?
Yeah.
Why?
Jimbo X84. These two, the biggest Detroit Glazers on radio.
Well, we're Detroit radio.
Every time I log in, that's all these guys do. Detroit this, Detroit that.
Seriously? Let me help you out. We're 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. We talk about things that impact Detroit.
Yeah.
Like last night's Tigers game impacted Detroit.
Yeah.
There you go. Just a little heads up for you.
Yes.
We do appreciate you watching.
It was weird.
Twitch.
And that's
awesome.
Let's also remind you what started this is that the FanDuel broadcast apparently combined the Detroit broadcast and the St. Louis broadcast. One of the guys with his ring was on the desk for St. Louis, and St. Louis beat Detroit. It was kind of irritating, but
somebody, nobody.
I mean, we
of.
Can do the Dallas FC versus Seattle Sounders game. We'll do that at 11:30.
Was it Brad Thompson? Was that who you said it was?
Yeah, I think it was. But that's yes, we are going to be a very Detroit centric show.
Oh yeah, that's Brad Thompson.
it's likely what we're gonna do. Probably just about every day.
Highly likely.
Yes,
highly likely.
All right, let's get to this Tom Gorris letter to Piston fans.
A letter?
Well, it was a internet post or social media or whatever. He did not send an individual letter. He stamped them all and sent them out to everybody in Metro Detroit. I can read the whole thing. It's kind of long, or I can just read the part that we're going to talk about. Do you want to hear the whole thing? He's got gratitude. He's excited.
We understand he's very happy with and grateful with the fans and all
day
that.
Day one, Trajan and JB focused on the culture and the operational excellence.
Yeah, we got it.
We played an exciting brand of Piston basketball fueled by tremendous unselfishness. I was inspired by this team's ability to play for each other, stay in the moment, and commit to the grind.
Totally true. Yep. Totally true.
I'm grateful for you, our incredible fans. It was very nice, and I like that Tom Gorris does this. But he says this. With a return to full strength next year, invaluable experience under our belts, advancing in the playoffs will be the goal. That sounds like a reasonable floor, right?
Yeah, for him to say it, yeah. I'm sure the players have other goals that they may or may not talk about. I mean, just judging from the former athlete we have on our morning show, the goal every year is to win a championship.
Yes, and I do realize, I mean, that's one of the things that happens in sports debates is people can frequently get into debates over who has higher standards.
Right.
And then, and, you know, that happens a lot in sports talk radio. But a reasonable floor, right, if we start applying that to our other teams, that they have to clear this low hurdle for the season not to be a disappointment. It might not be the ultimate, but if the Pistons make the playoffs next year and achieve what Tom Gore says here,
which is basically get to the second round.
Get to the second round of the playoffs. I mean, unless they go like 62-20 in the regular season, which I don't think anybody's anticipating. I mean, they could make a massive offseason move, but if they basically come back with the same group with a little tweak here and there, is that a reasonable floor where it won't be a disappointment if they achieve that?
I think it's the fact that you're saying it's a floor.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine because it means you're better than what you were last year. You got past the first round of the playoffs.
With a young core.
Yep. And I'm okay with that being the floor. But obviously you reserve your real judgment until you see what the team is. You don't know what changes are coming. I mean, mm-hmm. The playoffs are still ongoing here. So let's get through an off season, you know, get to the summer league and practice in the fall and see what the team is. Who's on this team? And that'll reshape the expectations. You know, it's like when we did the schedule game last week, like everybody else does. You do the schedule game when it first comes out, and sure, here's what we think. But that's going to change when you do the schedule game again at the end of August or in early September for the Lions and try to judge it because you'll see a training camp.
Yep.
You'll see if there are any more additions to this team. And you'll see who's hurt and who's not and all that. I mean, everything's going to – you go in stages. The first stage, having the floor being advancing in the playoffs is fine.
Okay. Red Wings, what's the floor? Is it just making the playoffs? If they make the playoffs, I get that this is a – this town has high hopes and standards, I guess I should say, for the hockey team. But if the disenchantment with what's currently going on runs pretty deep. But if they make the playoffs next year, is that achieving a floor?
Today, the floor is make the playoffs. A month and a half from now, when free agency hits, the floor is going to change.
True.
Okay? When we see what they decide to do, which direction they're going, who they're going to add to this team, because they are going to add to this team. Do they go with the biggest fish in the pond and grab Mitch Marner? Are they going to try to grab two big fish and bring somebody else here as well? Let's get through the training camp that they have in September and see if any of these prospects are going to demand to be on this roster. If Brandzik Nygaard, is he just knocking that door down and going to be a contributing factor for this team? I mean, there's lots of things that still have to happen. But right now, today, the floor is make the playoffs.
I think you're right. I think until an addition is made, if they and they probably they have to get aggressive, but that could change everything. If they have an elite offseason and we could start thinking of them as, you know, making a little postseason run, perhaps. But as it stands right now with the current way this team is constructed, yeah, floors make the playoffs.
But that, like I said, that can change.
What's the floor for the Tigers? Because it's weird. I think we're all, as exciting as this has been, it's been extraordinarily exciting, and it goes back to last year. The way they finished last year is clearly was a sign that it was a team that was capable of competing. And you know, the validation that last year wasn't a fluke, that's fully stamped, right? I mean, that last year, they turned a corner and they got competitive in the American League. I'm not sure where to set the floor for this Tiger team. Yeah, they have the best record in baseball. That's a fact. If they don't advance to the World Series, is the season a disappointment?
Well, again, we go in stages, right? With where you're at. Before the season began, it was absolutely make the playoffs, and maybe the floor was win the division. Was that it? Even though it would have been tough.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly right now, win the division. Yep, I expect them to win the division. I think right now the floor for me is ALCS.
Okay.
Because I do think this is one of the two best teams in the American League.
Well, that could, I mean, obviously that could change as we get to the, as the season goes on. But right now, ALCS is the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Anything short of the ALCS will start to feel like a disappointment.
Yes.
It'd be, oh, damn it.
Because it would be status quo. You get to the ALDS, but you don't advance.
Right.
And this is a better team than they had last year.
Okay. What about the Lions? Is the floor getting to the Super Bowl? Or do they, do they have to win the Super Bowl? Is anything short of winning the Super Bowl now a disappointment, even though we've never been to one?
I think NFC Championship game for me is the floor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the floor. I still want to see what moves can be made. And I'm not sure how guys are going to come back from injury. I feel very confident about Hutchinson, but I don't know when McNeil's going to come back and how that injury will affect him. We don't know what other injuries will take place.
Okay, this is the first one we have a disagreement on. I think the floor is getting to the Super Bowl. And I think some people probably think the floor is winning the Super Bowl. They have to win it or everything else is a disappointment.
Here's why mine isn't there yet. Because I think they have to get to this. First of all, Philadelphia is the defending champ. They're very good. And Philadelphia beat the team to beat the Lions in the playoffs. So the Lions have stages to get to before I can say that the floor is getting to the Super Bowl.
All right, if you take issue with any of these, 248-539-9797, phone calls, feedback, Kang, I want yours, and we'll get to the Sounders and Galaxy at 11:30. 97.1, the ticket.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.